Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Precious Father, in the name that's higher than any other name, the name of Jesus, Lord, we come into your house, Lord, because you have given us grace. We come here today, Lord, because we just can't stay away from your house. We come in your name, Lord, because there's no other help we know. Lord, we come, Lord, hallelujah, glad, hallelujah, because you have given us another chance, Lord, to praise you, to live for you, hallelujah, to hear your word, to worship in spirit and in truth, hallelujah. And we thank you, we praise you, Lord, hallelujah. Have your way today. Lord, touch every soul, hallelujah, that's listening live, hallelujah, whether in person or remotely, those who will listen later. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, sanctify this word as it goes out, Lord, hallelujah. And Lord, we trust, we are fully confident that your word will not return void. It won't return empty. Lord, you're going to bless somebody, hallelujah, through this vessel of clay, hallelujah, because there's a treasure in this earthen vessel, hallelujah. And your word, hallelujah, your word, hallelujah, your precious word, hallelujah, has saving power, has delivering power, has healing power, hallelujah. And we thank you, we praise you, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. And while you're standing, brothers and sisters, we're going to read three of these verses from Jeremiah, the second chapter, verses 11 through 13. 11 through 13. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I praise God for every soul that's in this place. We thank God for the Zacharys. We thank God for everybody that is in this place, from the youngest baby to the oldest person, whomever that might be. verse 11, Jeremiah, the second chapter. Have a nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which doth not profit. Be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, saith the Lord, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. We trust God will bless the reading of his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got a topic and a subtopic. They're like two sides of the same coin. Topic is broken cisterns from verse 13. And then the good news, the flip side, come to the fountain.
All right.
Hallelujah. Broken systems. What was happening in the land was idolatry and people going away from God, people doing their own thing, much like today, right? People doing what they want to do, people living their lives as they see fit. People concluding that what the Bible says or what the preacher says, that all that's not required, they're just old-fashioned, they're scared, they're worried about hell, and I'm going to live my life and all of that. But we find out with what we call mistakes, what we call mishaps, hallelujah, what we like to say is that ain't nobody perfect and all that, we know that, is, according to verse 13, He's called them what they are. He says two evils. Hallelujah. And when the Lord sends the word through the man of God and the word evil is mentioned, you ought to get your attention a little bit. Hallelujah. We're not just talking about mistakes. We're not just talking about stumbles. We're not talking about just a frolic for a season. It's talking about how God looks at what we do when we put anything ahead of him. And that is, by definition, the definition of idolatry. You don't have to have a statue in your living room that you worship. Idolatry means putting anything above God in your life. Praise God. And so you need to think about what is your first resort. Hallelujah. We know many times we use God as a last resort, right? We get in trouble. Something happens. Somebody's sick. Financial problem. Boss acting up. Family acting a fool. Praise God. And then you go and try to work it out and talk it out and all that and try to fix it. And then when it gets to the critical point where you look like you have no other option, you get to the point where you say, help me, Jesus. Help me, help me, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. It gets so bad you don't even pronounce the L in help. You know what I mean? You're in that desperate heaven, Jesus. Heaven. Hallelujah. And that's how it is. That's how we are. Hallelujah. That's where the flesh would lead us. But the Lord wants us to have him as the first resort. And when we are not, he's not the first resort. He doesn't use the word stumble. He doesn't use the word mistake. He doesn't use the word nobody's perfect. He says it's evil. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he says, have forsaken me. That's the first thing. Hallelujah. You can't take up an idol until you forsake God. Hallelujah. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters. Now, you got to know what a cistern is. A cistern is what we call an artificial reservoir or an artificial collection point where water from the rain goes into this thing and then they can use it, praise the Lord, to get water out later when it's not raining. And it is usually dug out of the earth or it is carved out of stone. Hallelujah. But what happens to the water when it gets there? Even if the cistern is perfect, unbroken, no leaks, the water just sits there. It don't have no power. It doesn't have any movement. It's not what we call living water. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're forsaken the fountain of living water and hewed out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. Now, a broken system, hallelujah, is not just an issue of a leak, that your system has sprung a leak. Come on. They talk about a broken system, that means that bad boy is about to collapse or has collapsed, praise the Lord. That means it can hold, what, no water, according to the scripture. Which many of us are doing before the Lord, hallelujah, holds no water, praise the Lord. That's what the Bible said, hallelujah. But I'm so glad there's a part two to this. I'm so glad I gave you a subtopic that's implicit in this scripture, that's stated plainly in the scripture. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water. The water that's alive, the water that doesn't get stale, the water that keeps on rushing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And he said that the Lord is saying, I am the fountain, hallelujah, of living water. I am the fountain of your real life. Praise God. I am the fountain of your potential eternal life. Praise the Lord. I am the living water. Praise God. I'm reminded of the woman at a well, praise God. In some instances, a cistern can be a well. Typically into the sea, in the wells I know about out in the country,
They got a little running water that goes down at the bottom of it underneath the earth. But you can have a closed off well, hallelujah, that is very similar to this system. Well, there's a woman at Jacob's well in Samaria, hallelujah, came in the heat of the day, came without any other escorts, came without the other sisters, as was the custom. She came at noon, at high noon, praise God, because maybe she was an outcast. We found out later when Jesus said, go get your husband. She said, I don't have no husband. And Jesus said, well, you told the truth, because you have had five of them. Hallelujah. Turned out to be broken sisters, but you had five of them. Hallelujah. And the one you got down is not really your husband. Hallelujah. And then Jesus was talking to her. He said, give me something to drink. And she said, the well is deep. We don't have anything to dwell with, to draw it out with. And then he went on to say, hallelujah, if you would drink of this water that I have, hallelujah, this living water, hallelujah, hallelujah, that the well would spring up, hallelujah, of living water. He spoke of eternal life. He spoke of the thing that the living water would bring. He was talking about this same fountain that Jeremiah was talking about. Hallelujah. This source of life, this living water. John 7 talks about, hallelujah, living water. Talking about the Holy Ghost, praise God, hallelujah. That people are trying to hew out their own systems and say that being filled with the Holy Ghost is not necessary. They are saying that they can live in their own spirit. Well, you say, Pastor Perkins, I live up in a nice apartment complex. We don't need no systems in that place. We got running water. We got a nice shower and a nice bathtub and a nice sink. We got filtered water out of the refrigerator. What you talking about a system for? Well, I'm talking spiritually. I'm talking about the system of trying to do things contrary to the world, what the word says. The Bible says that marriage is honorable and the bed is undefiled. What's the implication of that? Or else I could use another scripture, but the implication of that is the bed outside of marriage is what? Defiled. And what does that mean? If you go on that route, hallelujah, you're hearing out a system, hallelujah, that can hold no water, not before a holy God, hallelujah. Well, everybody's doing it, yeah, but that's not the standard. Remember when your mama said, you tell them something, well, Johnny and them are doing it, and yeah, and they said, well, if Johnny jumped off the bridge, would you jump off? Hallelujah. And I never had an answer to that, praise the Lord. I guess the answer is no. Hallelujah. Come to the fountain. You tried it your way. Hallelujah. You tried it your way. Hallelujah. And things went okay for a while. And then all of a sudden that thing began to spring a leak. That relationship began to spring a leak. Boyfriends stopped calling. Hallelujah. Rumors abound about him going with somebody else. Next thing you know, he's married and two or three children, and you didn't know nothing about it. You thought he was single the whole time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You worked a job. You put all of your confidence in it. Hallelujah. All your confidence in the job. Then you just stop praying. You didn't have to pray. They had a good job. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Look on the news. Where they start closing the places that where you work at in other cities, but Now your job is secure.
Hallelujah.
I got my hope all tied up in this job. I got benefits. Praise God. I got a retirement plan. I'm putting a few dollars, $3-4 a week in my 401k. Praise God. I'm all right. I'm good. I got it made. Praise. What I'm gonna pray for? I got what I need. Praise the Lord. Things are going good. Hallelujah. You come to the job one day, it's padlocked. Then close it down. Didn't give you no notice, no severance pay, no nothing. And then when you file for unemployment, they try to defend it. They try to keep you from getting unemployment. Praise God. Hallelujah. What am I saying? The world is like that. The system is like that. You got to come to the fountain, praise God. You got to come to the source and the supply. You got to come to the one who can deliver you from anything. You got to come to the one, hallelujah, that loves you no matter what. No matter how low it gets. No matter how hard it gets. No matter how embarrassing it gets. No matter how exposed your life is. Praise God. We serve a God who stands at the door and knocks, and he wants to give you some living water. Some water that will last. Something eternal. Something pure. Something that you don't have to watch for. You don't have to sneak into somebody else's phone and see who else they are texting. Hallelujah. We serve a God, hallelujah, praise God, who loves you with everything that he has. And he delights to bless you. He delights to deliver you, praise God. And he's just trying to get you to come to the fountain. Because rejecting, abandoning the fountain of living water comes first. Because you can't do both at the same time. You can't serve two masters. Either you will hate the one or love the other. Praise God. And sometimes it comes in bits and pieces. Praise the Lord. It's kind of like if you were on a sailboat. Praise the Lord. And you were headed, say you were in the Gulf, and you were on a big fancy sailboat, and you're getting ready to go, say, to Puerto Rico or something. But the person navigating the thing got the calculations wrong, and you end up in communist Cuba somewhere. They could confiscate the boat. Ain't no use of calling the United States. You're not in the United States no more. Why? Because getting off course a little bit would lead you somewhere you don't want to be. And every path that every person in here is on, every path that everybody on Facebook is on, every path that everybody who will listen to this message later is on, is going to take you somewhere. Hallelujah. And the question is for us, hallelujah, don't we want the living water? Don't we want the fountain? Hallelujah, hallelujah. The fountain that Jesus came to get to us. He said that if I don't go away, the Comforter will not come. The Holy Ghost got to us through a price that was paid, a pet price so horrific it need not ever be paid again. We don't have to worry about bringing bulls and goats to the temple every year. Hallelujah. There's a once and for all sacrifice made, praise God, that we would not rely on the broken systems of this life, the broken systems of our own understanding, the broken systems of, hallelujah, the way that we try to figure things out in our lives. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Of thinking that we can do it our way. Hallelujah. Thinking, hallelujah, that God don't really understand us. Praise God. Thinking that we're in a situation that is unique. The Bible tells us that we don't have any temptation but such that is common to man. Hallelujah. But with the temptation, he provides a way of escape.
Hallelujah. 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 Why don't y'all come to the fountain? Why don't you come, hallelujah, to where it's fresh? Hallelujah. And it doesn't matter how many lies somebody told you, but you know that the scripture says, let God be true and every man a liar. That we serve a God who's able to meet every need. He said, no, Pastor Perkins, he's not able to meet every need. He's able to meet every need. Praise God. I'm a witness for that. Praise God. As a young man, praise the Lord, before I came to the Lord, I was what you would call the opposite of a player, whatever that is. You might call that lame or whatever. I was the opposite of a player, praise the Lord, whatever that is. And so I need some help to get the kind of wife that I wanted, right? I just wanted a nice wife. I just wanted a sweet person. I just wanted a wife, hallelujah, that I can share my life with. I didn't know anything about the Bible or anything like that. And every little of these young ladies I call myself trying to go with, hallelujah, all of a sudden there would be a curtain lifted. And I found out they were flat crazy, you know. And so the Lord, I had met First Lady Renita while we were teenagers. She was 13, I was 15. Praise God, we became friends. Then later, praise the Lord, I was trying to get her to be my girlfriend, and she said, no. I said, just be my girlfriend for 2 weeks. And then she said, well, okay. Then I said, come to my baseball game. She said, if I come to your baseball game, you got to come to church with me. I said, all right. So I didn't have no game, but I had a little bit of game in baseball, right? So she would come to the games, and I don't know how much she knew about baseball, but, you know, I was doing extra stuff, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I was doing extra stuff. She probably didn't know it. So playing second base or shortstop, you get a high hop, and you have to run in to catch it and throw the person out. Well, I catch it and then jump up in the air. All right? Showing up. It wasn't no singles. Right? So if I hit a single because she was there, I'm going to make them throw me out of second base, you know? I'm taking the extra base every time. Even my coach said like that because she was there, right? Hallelujah. So she see me diving in the second base and all that, doing the extra, praise God. I start going to church with her. I start harassing her about the living water, harassing her. I'm so glad you found the only religion on the face of the earth. I was just harassing her about it. But the problem came, I started reading the Bible for myself. Started praying to the Lord for myself. Say, Lord, if there's anything to this, if there's anything to the Holy Ghost, if there's anything to this living one, if there's anything to a new life, if there's anything to be changed and made over again, if there's anything about receiving, hallelujah, what Jesus did for me at Calvary, praise God, through the blood of Jesus, that name left on record, praise God, that name, hallelujah, praise the Lord, that there's no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved except the name of Jesus, praise God, if there's anything to it, Lord, show it to me. And the Lord began to show it to me. And one Sunday, the Sunday before I got baptized, and I had been baptized in the titles Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But I understood I had had one-on-one Bible studies with the pastor. I understood what they were teaching, and I prayed over it. And then, so one Sunday, somebody, it might be Renita's mother, said, when are you going to get baptized? I said, well, I'm going to get baptized next Sunday, right? So, next Sunday, our pastor was away preaching somewhere else. Whoever was preaching didn't make an altar call. So I said, all right.
I'm good. I'm getting ready to just go on out to the car, you know? And then when those little old ladies, those little old mothers in the church,
"Do you want to get baptized in Jesus' name today, baby?"
I said, "Yes, sir." I had already promised. I already had my heart secure. Got baptized in Jesus' name. And upon receiving the baptism, I did feel lighter. I did feel lighter. Praise God. And then we prayed on the first pew of the church in the sanctuary. 5 minutes later, I'm speaking with other tongues. That's the Spirit of God gets ready. Hallelujah. Now, I'm a Dean's List student at TSU. I said to myself while this was happening, I can say something in English. I made 3.8 after my freshman year at Tennessee State. I can say something in English, but at that moment I could not. It was under the power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and that out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, which I mentioned earlier in John 7:39 or 38. And those living waters were flowing out of my belly, praise God. And I, in my ignorance, had stumbled into, hallelujah, the fountain, praise God, because of the sincerity of my prayer and saying, "Lord, if there's anything to this, show it to me. If there's anything to it, give it to me, Lord." Hallelujah. And the Lord blessed me, praise God. And then even in being lame, God gave me a beautiful wife, praise Lord, hallelujah. Not having much game, I had a little game, but not much, praise God, hallelujah, praise Lord. Can I tell that story again real quick? One Sunday, after I got in the Holy Ghost, after church, she walked up to me and said, "I quit you." I said, "What?" I hadn't done a thing, y'all. I said, "Okay, all right." I said, "Let me go home and process this." Praise the Lord. Because we were talking about getting married. And she said, "I quit you." So, just like that. So I went home. And then a player-like plan began to form in my mind. Hallelujah. So next Sunday, she wasn't expecting me to come because it was her church, you know. I come in, I got a pretty young lady with me. Why? I'm evangelizing.
All right.
So I brought this girl who I barely knew, but she didn't know that. Hallelujah. To church with me. And just, everything was good. I felt eyes on me all through the service. So after service, you know, I praise the Lord. I'm being such a gentle, sweet man of God. You know, praise the Lord with everybody. And introducing the girl. I don't remember her last name, but her first name was Susan. Introducing Susan to everybody, and she's smiling, she's had a good time, she enjoyed the service. It just, I could not have written a better script, y'all. and then so we get out to the parking lot, and then I said, "Uh-oh, it's getting real out here now." So she came out, Renita came out, so we're getting ready to load up in the car. And then she said, I don't know what she said, something like, "You can't go without me," or something like that. So she came, and she got in the car, but she got in the back seat. I did not, ladies and gentlemen on Facebook, I did not put Renita in the back seat. She got in the back seat of the car, and that made her mad. So I had another decision to make. What was it? who I take home first. Hallelujah. I knew, I was big and bad. I was bold enough to bring another girl, but I knew I had to take the other girl home first when she got in the car. So I took the other girl home first. She got up, and her mother fussed at her for getting in the car, and fussed on her again for getting in the back seat. And you know what? Just through a little tiny player move and the grace of God, we've been married 46 years, praise God. God gave us 4 beautiful children, 11 beautiful grandchildren, one of whom is on scholarship at Boston College University. God has blessed us, praise God, hallelujah. But it all started, praise the Lord, hallelujah, because I knew I needed more. I knew that what I had was not everything I needed. I heard the word. I received it in my spirit. I sought the scriptures. I prayed to the Lord. I had a Bible class one-on-one with the pastor, praise God, on Thursdays. He did that because I worked at night. He agreed to meet me at the church every Thursday at 1 o'clock because I could not go to Bible class, praise God. God made a way for me to get the Bible teaching that I needed, praise the Lord, hallelujah. After I got saved, hallelujah, I see my little sister back here. Stand up so they can see. Yes, you. Hallelujah. When she was here a few years ago, praise the Lord, she was my youth chaplain. And so at the end of service, I would say, come on up here, sister. And she would help with the benediction, and she would pray, praise God. The reason why I did that, because our pastor, when I got saved, made me the youth chaplain, praise God. They never had one before. And then the 40-plus years after that, when the church was in existence, they never had another youth chaplain. So you always are youth chaplain, sister. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to say Mara, but I'll get it wrong. I know who you are, praise God. I'll mispronounce your name, praise the Lord. But we, hallelujah, get blessed. We get opportunities that people open doors for us. People want to bless us. There are some people that mean you ill, but when you come to the sanctuary and it's full of people who love the Lord, they want to bless you. They want to help you. They want to encourage you. Praise God. And hallelujah. And it's through that encouragement. You know, at that moment when that sister said, did you want to get baptized in Jesus' name? You know, I kind of like, she cut off my little rat hole. You know, I was going to leave. But it turned out to be something that changed my life. Praise the Lord. And we can make excuses. Praise God. We can take excuses. We can have opportunities not to live for the Lord like we should. But I'm telling you, if you're relying on anything other than the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you're relying on a broken system. It can't hold water. It will collapse, praise God. And you won't have any real joy. You can get some temporary...